We're talking today with Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Darrell Peel. Darrell, latest cattle on feed numbers just released by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Why don't you review the numbers for us and tell us your first thoughts on them?
Yes, the January cattle on feed report showed on feed inventories that were just fractionally higher, 0.3% compared to a year ago. Placements during the month of December were up 17.6%. Marketings during the month of December were up 6.8%. Obviously, if there's a surprise, and it is a significant surprise in this report, the placements came in significantly bigger than pre-report estimates. Instead of being up 9%, we're coming in up nearly 18%. So that'll be the surprise. The market probably will have some bearish reaction to this report based on that placement number.
What is your first thought on why that placement number is as big as it is?
Well, I think there's a couple things going on. We had more cattle out there. We had had reduced placements in October. November was fractionally higher, I think, on a year-over-year basis. But, you know, if you think about the market side of it, the market may have been telling us this was happening. We had a nice rally in feeder cattle prices in the fourth quarter of the year. And so clearly there was some demand for those cattle, and we see that reflected here in the number of cattle that moved in the feedlot. So some of it's month-to-month timing, and you have to be a little careful with these things not to read too much into any one month, because occasionally it's just sort of lumpiness, and we smooth it out over time. But I do think this it does indicate that we did significantly move cattle into the feedlots after maybe delaying them a little bit earlier in the fall because of the poor market.
I guess what the market was a little bit better as we came into the latter part of the year. Obviously, some folks noticed that and put some cattle into the feedlots.
I think that's right, and if you look at it from the feedlot standpoint, in terms of the demand for those feeder cattle, the improvement in the fed cattle market, and an improvement in the prospects generally for fed cattle from a future standpoint, looking into next spring was a little better, and there was an opportunity to get some cattle placed, particularly cattle that might have a chance to come out a little bit earlier in the year rather than in midsummer. Although I would say that these placements, if you look at the weight breakdown, the majority of these were not in the heaviest weight category, which is over 800 pounds, but rather was in the middle weight kind of range. So most of these cattle will come out of the feedlot anywhere from May to July for the most part.
And with them being lighter weight cattle, that kind of smooths itself out over time as well, right?
It does. Both the 600-pound weight range, so 600 to 700 pounds, as well as 700 to 800-pound placement weight range, were both big. And so those cattle won't all hit the market at the same time, and obviously lots can happen as we go through the rest of the winter here. So those cattle will tend to get smoothed out a bit. They won't come out as lumpy as this would suggest. They will get smoothed out. And again, they're going to hit, for the most part, in the end of the second quarter into maybe the early part of the third quarter of the year.
The marketing numbers, any insights on what you're seeing there?
The marketing's number was pretty close to what was expected. It was up year over year, which is a continuation of a trend we've had for the last several years, really almost all of 2016, in that we had a pretty aggressive marketing rate. And this was a decent marketing rate. It's just that we had this big surprise in placements. And because the placements were just a tiny bit bigger than the marketing's in absolute numbers, that's what pulled the cattle on feed number up. The pre-report estimates for the on feed total for January 1 were for it to be down about 1%, and instead it comes in basically even with last year because of the placements. The marketing's number was good. It indicates that we did continue to move cattle aggressively through the system. We saw that reflected in the slaughter numbers as well, so that was good.
With the on-feed number as of January 1 basically flat or even with January 1 of a year ago, any insights? Does that worry you any?
No, it really doesn't. I mean, even though it's crept back up to being even with a year ago, and again, we're moving more cattle through feedlots. So the inventory's not bigger. It's now equal to a year ago after being down for a couple months. But it doesn't mean anything. And in fact, it may be more surprising that it's not up more because there is more cattle out there. They're moving through the system. That happened through most of 2016 and will certainly continue through 2017. So, you know, the inventory by itself doesn't really tell you about that. It's the flow of placements and marketings that you have to watch. And even though the placements were bigger on this one month, in total, what we've done for several months now is actually marketed cattle faster than we've placed them. And both of them are up. And so that means that we're moving through a big supply situation about as good as you could hope to do in many cases. And I think, you know, as long as that continues in 2017, then we do the best job we can with a challenging supply situation.
I guess what this report obviously will impact the market a little bit first part of the week. We're still, of course, really looking to the end of the month, the middle of the week, when we have that cattle inventory report, and we get a, you know, a hint to the size of our mama cow herd here as of January 1. Any expectations you've got right now about that report?
Yes, and in fact, one thing that kind of leads into that in this monthly cattle on feed report, this is for January 1, so we also get our quarterly breakdown of steers and heifers on feed. And as expected, the number of steers on feed as of January 1 was down about 2%. The number of heifers on feed was up. It started going up actually in the April quarter last year, and it was up 5% as of January 1. And that kind of leads into the cattle inventory report in that in terms of what we're expecting to see for the number of replacement heifers. I have that number pulling back sharply. I think the beef cow herd grew in 2016, and we'll see that with somewhere in the neighborhood of a 1.5 to 2%, perhaps even a little bit over 2% growth in the beef cow herd. But I think we're going to see a significantly smaller stock of replacement heifers as we're slowing down expansion going into 2017.
Really, that's probably the key, isn't it? That we'll probably have that bigger beef cow inventory, but the replacement females, that number's been pretty significant the last couple of years. It won't be as big, you're thinking, right?
No, that's exactly right. You know, as long as we're not trying to actively expand, we've had basically the heifers as a percent of the cow herd at record levels the last 2 years. I don't think we're probably going to try to expand in 2017 like we have in 2016 and even more so in 2015. That said, then the number of replacement heifers would indicate that if it drops sharply. I have it down somewhere in the neighborhood of 8 to 9% or 7 to 8%, I guess, on a year-over-year basis. We'll see. It's hard to tell, but that's kind of what I'm expecting at this point.
Overall, the numbers today, what you expecting? What a little bit of reaction on what the live cattle feeder cattle futures on Monday?
Wouldn't be surprised to see some reaction. Now, that reaction should be in the deferred months because, again, this bigger placements in December really doesn't change our situation right now for fed cattle at all, but it may change, how we look at our expectations for maybe as early as April, but certainly beyond that in the summer months. That said, sometimes the market kind of will react across the board, at least initially, and then sort it out maybe a little bit better seasonally. It's hard to say whether the market will react big. There's a lot of other stuff going on right now in terms of news and changes in expectations, so it's a little hard to predict how the market will react. But if there is a reaction, it'll be somewhat bearish.